This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Gather around the campfire or the piano in the parlor to hear some tuneful history about the Jayhawk State.
The opening of trade with Santa Fe in 1821 marked the beginning of a series of treks across the Kansas Plains by a variety of travelers. Those seeking fortune in the gold fields of California or Colorado, or those wanting a better life on their own piece of ground, were often subjects in history books. They're joined by immigrants and Civil War veterans who took up land under the provisions of the Homestead Act, and by the cowboys who drove their herds from Texas to Abilene. Many who crossed or stayed in Kansas brought their heritage with them in songs. Sung around campfires to restless cattle herds or in one-room schoolhouses, they offer a melodic history of the characters and events that shaped the state. Passed on from one singer to another and from parent to child, many of the songs heard in early Kansas day were ballads. By definition, a ballad tells a story, and traditional English or Scottish ballads were plentiful, as were songs from many ethnic groups, usually sung in their native language. Range ballads were crafted by cowboys who worked as night guards, drawing upon familiar songs or hymns to settle the herds of cattle. Often they would add lyrics and stanzas that suited the singer and the situation. Many of the cowboy songs voiced feelings of loneliness and of missing home and family. Other range ballads recounted the deeds of outlaws, sometimes in tones of admiration for lawless Robin Hoods who helped the poor and were often misunderstood. Impending death was also a frequent topic of cowboy songs, possibly because of the high risk these troubadours on horseback lived with on a daily basis. Kansas folk songs were sometimes humorous parodies of existing popular songs. A familiar tune would be given new lyrics appropriate to the setting or situation. One such song was The Lane County Bachelor, which used the tune of the Irish Washerwoman and opened with the following lyrics. Oh, Frank Baker's my name, and a bachelor I am. I'm keeping old Batch on an elegant plan. You'll find me out west in the county of Lane. I'm starving to death on a government claim. My house, it is built of the natural soil. The walls are erected according to Hoyle. The roof has no pitch but is level and plain, and I always get wet when it happens to rain. Perhaps the best-known folk song to come from Kansas is Home on the Range. Though the origin and authorship was disputed, it is widely accepted that a pioneer physician named Brewster Higley wrote the lyrics, and his friend Dan Kelly, a local druggist, composed the music. The song appeared first as a poem in the Smith County Pioneer newspaper in 1873. Its popularity grew through the years, and in 1947, an act of the Kansas legislature made Home on the Range the official Kansas state song. Material for this story was research from the book Kansas Folklore, edited by S.J. Sackett and William Koch. Thanks to Clifford and Dolores Hope for providing this volume. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm David Miller in Garden City, Kansas.